This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
The Round Tower by Catherine Cookson. I have you fast in my fortress, and will not let you depart, but put you down into the dungeon in the round tower of my heart. And there will I keep you forever, yes, forever and a day, till the wall shall crumble to ruin and moulder in dust away. By Henry W. Longfellow. Bower Place. The four heads were almost wedged together as they looked out of the small open window of the fitting shop and leered at the uniformed schoolgirls walking down the public pathway that ran between the railings cutting off Affleck and Tate's engineering works on one side and the firm's playing fields on the other. "There's a new one there the day. I haven't seen her afore. Coo, haven't you? Why, that's God Almighty's daughter. No kiddin'. Aye, it is. They usually send the Bentley to the convent for her. They're not going to let on the day. Let them get by, and when they think we're not going to say nowt, I bet your life they'll squint round. There, what did I tell you?" As one of the four girls slanted her glance backwards towards the men, the tallest of them shouted, "What you going to be when you grow up? Oh, a tart, are you?" He shook his head. "Eh, that's nice. Let me know when you're done, and I'll come and have a nibble at you." When the girl's head jerked upwards, the man's voice, louder now, called, "How about a bit of homework first?" "Never mind bloody homework. See to the day shift." The voice brought the heads from the window, and three of them...